Out on the docks, Haynes fishermen are getting ready for the upcoming season. Some boats are getting new paint. If they're lucky, maybe a new engine or reel.
Everything's been going pretty good. You just kind of do a little maintenance and see if you got all the things you need on board and kind of try to pick one or two priorities a year to fix. You can't fix everything at once. The more time you spend on it, the more things you find wrong.
That's Steve Fossman, a gillnetter from Haynes. He says he mostly targets hatchery chum salmon returning to the Lynn Canal. In some ways, things are looking good for Fossman. Last year had a strong return of hatchery chum to the Lynn Canal, and there is a forecast of 18.1 million for the Southeast region in 2019.
Hopefully the whole fleet of Southeast doesn't show up here like it, not the whole fleet, but a huge portion of it's been showing up here.
He says that the biggest challenge this year will be finding room to fish given the limited space and time frame.
We're looking at a lot of restrictions this year, so I think the fleet's biggest challenge is whether they can catch enough of the chums in the time and area that they have before they kind of slip through. And we'd probably do okay if we could catch the amount of chums that we would like to. But like I said, with the tightened area and time, that's going to be a bit of a challenge.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game's management plan for the Lynn Canal calls for night closures and mesh size restrictions through July 13th. In addition, the area where fishermen target hatchery chums will be reduced for much of the run, and some areas will be open fewer days of the week. This has some people concerned. At a Haynesboro assembly meeting last week, Haynes resident Bill Thomas said the restrictions would reduce fishermen's income.
Do something, 30% of the income of the fishermen, I think it was $6 million this last year, this will be down to 4.2. A lot of them are going to have to leave Haynes to go fishing. I know they're gearing up now and go to, I don't know if it's Wrangell.
The restrictions on commercial fishing are related to concerns about Chilcat King salmon. Last year, the Chilcat King was designated as a stock of concern at the 2018 Board of Fish meeting after failing to achieve escapement goals for multiple years. Only about 900 kings returned to the Chilcat River in 2018. Fossman says he hopes the stricter management of the commercial fishery over the last few years is at least helping the kings.
I guess if you're just looking at, taking care of the king salmon, you have to do something. I don't know, you look at it, the point is maybe some could have been done a little more sooner. Yeah, that's all hindsight.
The preseason forecast for Chilcat River Kings is projected to be below the minimum in-river escapement goal. For this reason, Fish and Game has closed sport fishing for kings in Chilcat Inlet through June 30th. Any kings caught after that date must be returned to the water unharmed. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.